继续来查考得救的两大要件。
This afternoon we'll continue to learn two prerequisites of salvation.
好，我们来看提多书三章五节。
Let's turn to Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
提多书三章五节。
Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
请。
Verse 5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
这里讲主耶稣救我们不是我们所行的义。
Here it says that Jesus Christ saved us, it's not through by the works of righteousness which we have done.
也就是不是用我们的好行为换来的。
Which is to say that salvation, we do not earn it with our good works.
那救恩如果不是好行为换来，那是怎么来的？
And if we don't earn salvation through our good works, then how do we obtain it?
那是照着神的怜悯。
It's according to God's mercy.
因为神的标准没有一个人达得到。
Because no one can attain the standard God has set.
人跟人相比有所谓好人。
When we compare people to people, there are some who are better.
所以《使徒行传》第十章在讲哥尼流。
Therefore, in the book of Acts, it talks about Cornelius.
那哥尼流在当时全国都认为哥尼流是一个义人。
And in his time, the people considered Cornelius a good person.
可见他是一个很好的人。
And we can tell that he was a good and righteous person.
但是哥尼流在祷告的时候，
But when he was praying,
天使告诉他，
The angel told him,
你要请彼得来。
You have to go and get Peter.
他有话告诉你。
He has words for you.
叫你跟你的全家可以得救
，so that you and your household can have salvation.
所以一个全国公认的好人他需要请彼得来。
So even this good person who is considered righteous by all the people in the nation, he still needed Peter to come.
那彼得到他家讲的那个话就是他得救的关键。
And the words that Peter spoke of when he came to his household is the key to salvation.
那彼得到他家讲什么？
And so what did Peter say?
就是介绍主耶稣的救恩。
He introduced to him and his household the salvation of Jesus Christ.
那彼得正在讲到，圣灵就降下来。
And while Peter was still preaching to them, the Holy Spirit descended upon them.
所以几千年来，犹太人认为犹太人才是选。
And for thousands of years, the Jewish people considered themselves the chosen people.
那现在圣灵也降临给非犹太人。
But now the Holy Spirit also come upon the Gentiles.
也就是犹太人认为不洁净的人。
It was the people who were considered unclean by the Jewish people.
那如果神也愿意这样圣灵给他，我们怎么可以不为他洗礼呢？
And if God already give his Holy Spirit to these people, how can they refrain them from being baptized?
所以哥尼流跟他全家就受洗了。
So Cornelius and his whole household was baptized.
那洗礼的目的是什么？
Then what's the purpose of baptism?
使徒行的第二章三十八节说，受洗洗去你的罪。
In Acts chapter 2, it says that the baptism washes away your sin.
所以没有罪就不需要洗礼。
If you don't have any sin, then you don't need baptism.
那如果有罪就一定要洗礼。
But if you have sinned, then you need this baptism.
那哥尼流被看作义人，怎么他有罪呢？
But Cornelius, who's considered righteous, how come he has sinned?
被看作义人是人跟人相比，他比别人好。
When we say someone is righteous, we are only comparing people between people that he is better than someone else.
所以他变成义人。
And under this comparison, he is righteous.
那为什么义人在神面前有罪呢？
But how is it that a righteous person has sinned in front of God?
因为在神的面前，我们的义都是污秽的。
Because even in front of God, even our righteousness is unclean.
连我们的爱在神面前都变成不好了。
And even our love is imperfect in front of God.
因为神的爱太大了，神的义是太高了。
Because God's love is so great and His righteousness is so perfect.
所以人不可能靠好行为能够达到神的标准。
Therefore, it's impossible for us to strive through our good deeds to attain that standard.
那但是这样人还有希望吗？
So does that mean we have no hope?
有，要靠着神的怜悯。
Still have hope. It's through the mercy of God.
好，那神救我们借着两个重要的步骤。
And God saves us through two important steps.
第一个是重生的洗。
First is the washing of regeneration.
就是我们今天早上查考罗马书第六章。
It is what we talked about this morning in Romans chapter 6.
啊，那第二个就是圣灵的更新。
And the second is the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
啊，就是我们今天要查考罗马书的第八章。
And which is what we're going to study. It's in Romans chapter 8.
哦，所以福音是神的大能。
The gospel is the great power of God.
要救一切相信的人。
It is to save all those who believe.
啊，福音的中心就是主耶稣。
And the center of this gospel is Jesus Christ.
啊，那主耶稣怎么救相信的人？
And how does Jesus Christ save those who believe in him?
啊，第一个就是罗马书第六章，借着洗礼洗掉我们的罪。
And the first is through the baptism, which is recorded in Romans chapter 6.
啊，那第二个就是罗马书第八章，借着圣灵更新我们。
Second is through the renewing of the Holy Spirit, which is recorded in Romans chapter 8.
那这个两个有什么不同？
What is the difference between the two?
洗礼只有两分钟啊。
When you are going through baptism, it lasts maybe at most 2 minutes.
哦，所以洗礼的要件就是你要相信悔改。
And the key to baptism is that you need to repent and you need to believe.
哦，所以洗礼本身呢是恩典，也是一个机会。
And so baptism itself is an opportunity and it's also a mercy and grace.
因此，如果我们看病很严重、年纪很大的哦，只要他最基本的道理相信，要赶快鼓励他洗礼。
So therefore, when we come across true seekers who are elderly or ill, we would encourage them to baptize if they already believe.
哦，因为这个机会什么时候要结束，我们真的不知道。
Because we don't know when this chance will be gone.
哦，但是圣灵的更新哦，这个是我们个人的努力。
But this renewing of the Holy Spirit is something we need to strive for.
啊，这个是一辈子的。
This is all for all our lives.
哦，那得圣灵只是开始。
When we first receive the Holy Spirit, this is only the beginning.
哦，那得圣灵以后要被圣灵充满。我们的生命才会更新。
And after we receive the Holy Spirit, we have to be filled by the Holy Spirit so that we can be renewed.
所以有时候我们听道理，我们只听一半。
So sometimes we listen to the sermon, we only listen to half of it.
哦，所以一半就是我得圣灵重要，得圣灵是进天国的凭据，所以我们很认真求圣灵。
We only grab hold of the first part, which is you have to receive the Holy Spirit. This is a guarantee of going to heaven, so we pray for the Holy Spirit.
那有一天我得到圣灵了。
And once you receive the Holy Spirit,
我已经得到进天国的凭据了。
I've already received this guarantee to going into heaven.
啊，接下去祷告就不会很认真了。
And then you stop being very fervent in your prayers.
这个只是我们道理听了一半。
And that's because you only listen to half of the sermon.
哦，所以圣灵的更新有两部分。
Therefore, the renewing of the Holy Spirit has two parts.
第一部分是要得圣灵。
The first is you need to receive the Holy Spirit.
啊，第二部分是要被圣灵充满，让圣灵来改变我们。
And the second is you have to be filled by the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to change you.
那如果这个第二部分我们都做了，我们得救就有把握了。
And if we can complete these two steps, then we have a guarantee to salvation.
首先，圣灵跟得救有关。
First, the Holy Spirit has inseparable relationship with salvation.
好，我们现在看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
啊，罗马书第八章。
Book of Romans chapter 8.
啊，第十五节。
Verse 15.
啊，请。
Verse 15. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father.
好，这个地方说你们不是奴仆的心。
Here it says you did not receive the spirit of bondage.
哦，这个奴仆是什么？
What is this bondage or being a servant?
奴仆就是他有一个主人。
To be bonded meaning you have a master.
哦，那个主人就是罪。
And this master is sin.
所以还没有得到救恩之前，我们是罪的奴仆。
And before receiving the salvation, we are slaves of sin.
哦，那现在我们得到救恩。
But now that we receive salvation,
我们是儿子,
we become sons.
啊, 本来是罪人哦, 现在变成儿子。
Before we were sinners, but now we are sons.
哦, 所以不要小看我们自己哦, 我在社会上算不了什么, 多我一个也没有, 多什么, 少我一个也没有, 少什么。
So don't belittle yourself thinking that my existence doesn't matter.
哦, 不错, 我们在世界上好像微尘很渺小。
Even though it's true that in the world it seems that we don't matter.
但是我们在神的面前啊, 很重要。
But in front of God, we are important.
有谁不爱儿子?
Who doesn't love their son?
大家都爱儿子。
Everyone loves your son.
所以有了儿子在生活要拼一拼啊, 为着小孩子啊。
And when you have your child, you strive in life because you love your son.
那我们受洗就成变成天父的儿子。
And so when we become baptized, we become children of God.
那神看我们有多宝贵呢?
So how precious are we in the sight of God?
宝贵到用他的宝血把我们从罪里面买出来。
We're so precious to him that he purchased us, redeemed us with his love.
所以在神面前我们非常宝贵的。
Therefore, in front of God, we are very precious.
那我怎么知道我是神的儿女呢?
So how do I know that I am a child of God?
所以在15节说,因此呼叫阿爸父。
And so in verse 15 said, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cried out, Abba, Father.
16节。
Verse 16.
啊,
the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
啊, 这个地方讲, 圣灵与我们的心同证我们是神的儿女。
Here it says that the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
所以我们接受赦罪的洗礼, 罪得赦免, 身份就调整, 从罪人变成儿子。
So once we receive baptism, we our status change. We become a children of God.
啊, 然后我们变成神的儿子, 圣灵就降下来住在我们心里。
And once we become the children of God, the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in our hearts.
那圣灵从我们的心里呼叫天上的神阿爸父。
And the Spirit calls out Abba Father from our hearts.
所以 圣灵很重要, 为什么? 因为圣灵证明神接纳我们做他的儿女。
Therefore, Holy Spirit is very important because it's an evidence that God has received us as his children.
所以为什么我们在真耶稣教会里面会强调圣灵?
So why is it that in True Jesus Church we emphasize the Holy Spirit?
因为圣灵真的很重要。
Because Holy Spirit is truly very important.
哦, 我们以前在圣地亚哥曾经租一个华人教会来聚会。
And one time in San Diego, we
华人教会。
We had a there was a Chinese church.
哦, 那个牧师啊, 80几岁, 他的弟弟在中国大陆是我们真耶稣教的传道人。
And that pastor of that church has a younger brother who was our member in China.
那我们要跟他租会堂, 他很高兴啊, 他觉得有机会帮忙他弟弟的教会, 所以他很高兴。
So when we wanted to rent their chapel, he was very happy because he thought he could help his brothers at church.
哦, 那我们聚会的第一次, 聚会完的时候, 他说他要讲几句话。
And after the first service, he said he wanted to speak a few words.
那他要讲几句话, 我们就给他讲啊。
And so we gave him the chance.
他说啊, 人说真耶稣教会是异端, 我觉得不是。
He says that some people say True Jesus Church is a heresy or a cult, but he doesn't think so.
我坐在那儿听得很高兴, 哇, 终于有一个教会说真耶稣教会不是异端。
And I was very happy because he affirmed our church.
那接下去他说, 真耶稣教会不是异端, 真耶稣教会是极端, 哇, 糟糕了。
But he said that Jesus Church is not a cult, it's an extremist.
好, 那他为什么说真耶稣教会极端?
But why does he say that our church was being extremist?
接下去他就讲, 真耶稣教会太强调圣灵。
And he said it's because you, True Jesus Church people, emphasize too much about the Holy Spirit.
哦, 强调圣灵啊, 这是我们的重点, 这个我绝对承认。
And I admit that we emphasize the Holy Spirit.
因为没有圣灵就没有使徒教会啊。
Because without the Holy Spirit, there wouldn't be the apostolic.
你看所有的教会都有它的创办人。
If you look at all the churches, there is a founder.
你如果到网络去看, 真耶稣教会创办人是谁?
But if you look on the internet, who's the founder of Jesus Christ?
他是解圣灵啊。
It says the Holy Spirit.
所以真耶稣教创办人也不是张连生，也不是魏保罗，也不是张巴拉巴。
So the founder of True Jesus Church is not any of the early workers.
如果你问使徒教会创办人是谁？
If you ask who's the founder of the apostolic church?
难道我们说使徒教会的创办人是彼得吗？
Would we say that Peter was the founder?
我们当然不会这样讲啊。
We wouldn't say that.
因为彼得是被圣灵充满，是神在借着圣灵在工作，他只是一个工具。
Because when he preached, it was the power of the Holy Spirit preaching through him. He was only a vessel.
所以当初三个工人，他只是神的工具。
So likewise, the early workers of our church, they were only vessels of God.
那真的创设末世的真教会是圣灵。
But the one who truly established the church is the Holy Spirit.
为什么教会会强调这么强调圣灵？
And that is why our church emphasized so much on the Holy Spirit.
圣灵证明我们是神的儿女。
Because the Holy Spirit, it proves that we are the children of God.
圣灵证明我们的罪洗礼的时候已经赦免了。
And it proves that our sin is washed away when we are baptized.
而且圣灵跟得救有关。
And also, the Holy Spirit has to do with salvation.
我们看十七节。
Let's turn to verse 17.
罗马书十八章十七节。
八第十八。
罗马书第八章十七节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 17.
请。
And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together.
这里讲，我们既然是儿女，就是后世。
Here saying that since we're children, then we're heirs.
这个后世是什么？主要在讲什么？
What is this heirs referring to?
如果你的爸爸很有钱呢？
If your father is very wealthy,
只要关系很好啊。
As long as you have good relationship with
him, 你就一直等啊，有一天你也变成很有钱。
And you wait for it because one day you will be wealthy as well.
为什么？
Why?
有一天父母亲死了，那个财产就变你的啦。
Because once they pass away, you receive the inheritance.
所以我们变成神的后世。
So when we become the heirs of God,
那有一天呢，我们死了就要到天国去承受产业。
And one day when we passed away, we will go to heaven to receive this inheritance.
所以得圣灵很重要。
Therefore, receiving the Holy Spirit is very important.
所以十七节
verse 17,
下半句
says,
如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
The latter part says, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together.
什么叫做跟他一起受苦？
What does it mean to suffer with him?
如果我们为着信仰来受苦，就是跟主耶稣一起受苦。
If we suffer for our faith, which is that would be to suffer with Christ.
所以地上的受苦，有一天你会发现那不一定值得了。
And the suffering in this world, sometimes it might not be worth it.
但是如果这个受苦是为着主耶稣这是一种恩典。
But if this suffering is for Christ, then it's a grace.
所以主保罗才讲我比别人多受苦楚，这是神给我的恩典。
Therefore, Paul says that I've suffered more than other people, but this is a blessing from God.
那为什么受苦是一种恩典？
Why is it that suffering is a blessing from God?
这个地方讲，跟他一起受苦，也要跟他一起得荣耀。
And here tells us that we may also be glorified together.
因为地上为主耶稣的受苦，在将来天国就会变成我们从主得到的荣耀。
Because the suffering that we go through in this world with Christ together, that becomes glory in heaven.
那这个荣耀要什么时候得到？
And when will we receive this glory?
我们回来看罗马书第八章。
Let's look back on Romans chapter 8.
第八章的二十三节。
Verse 23.
请。
Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Holy Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body.
24节。
Verse 24, for we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees?
25节。
Verse 25, but if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance.
这个地方讲，我们心里叹息， 等候得儿子的名分，乃是身体得赎。
Here it says that we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body.
啊，那什么时候我们的身体得赎
？When will our body be redeemed？
啊，就是主耶稣再来，我们要复活。
It is when Jesus comes again, we will resurrect.
啊，那这样我们就可以啊，用属灵的身体来承受天国的产业。
And with this spiritual body, we will receive this inheritance of heaven.
好，所以这样从前面到后面看起来啊，得圣灵真的跟得救有关系。
Therefore, we can tell that receiving the Holy Spirit really is the key to salvation.
好，那如果我们再看前面一段。
So if we look back into the Bible.
啊，那圣灵的更新啊，到底是怎么一回事？
So what is this renewing of the Holy Spirit?
啊，我们现在回来看啊，罗马书第八章。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 8.
啊，罗马书第八章的第四节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8 verse 4.
好，请。
That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh but according to the Spirit.
Okay, 我们看第三节。
And verse 3, for what the law cannot do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh.
哦，这个神的律法哦，本来是好的。
God's law was originally good.
所以我们看哦，圣经里面哦，神的话没有一句是不好的。
God's law is good in the Bible.
包括十诫。
Including the Ten Commandments.
有哪一个人哦？你听他讲啊，我因为哦，神的话听太多了，圣经的话做太多了，所以我今天生活一堆问题。没有这样的。
Would there be anyone who said that it's because of God's law that I'm suffering today?
啊，如果今天有一个人生活一堆问题哦，你可以拿圣经来对照，就是因为这个，你没有照圣经的话做。
If there is one person who's suffering in life a lot, then we can look at the Bible and says it's because you did not follow the Bible.
好，那这个律法，因为我们肉体有软弱啊，所以律法是好的，我们做不出来。
But although the law is good, but our flesh is very weak, we cannot fulfill the law.
所以在律法之下，我们变成罪人了。
So under the law, we become sinners.
那现在怎么办
？So what can we do?
啊，所以接下去。就是主耶稣
So then we have Jesus Christ.
他差遣自己的儿子就是主耶稣成为罪身的形状就是被挂在十字架。
So God sent his son, Jesus Christ, in the flesh of sin, the sinful flesh, and died for us on the cross.
然后做了赎罪祭在罪中定了罪案。
And he became, the sacrifice that redeemed us of our sins.
也就是照着神的律法，罪人被挂在十字架咒诅，这个叫做啊，做赎罪祭，在肉身定了罪案。
So this is according to the Bible that the sinful is nailed on the cross and cursed, and that nailed the sin.
哦，那这个钉十字架跟我有什么关系呢
？But what does this cross have to do with me？
第四节
，verse four，
是律法的义。成就在我们这个不存肉身只从圣灵的人身上。
That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh but according to the spirit.
神是义。
God is righteous.
啊，所以不义的人没有办法跟神建立关系。
Therefore, the unrighteous people cannot establish a relationship with God.
那如果人要跟神建立关系，人需要有义。
We want to build a relationship with God. We have to become righteous.
啊，那义有两个方式可以得到。
There's two ways to become righteous.
第一个是守律法。
First is to fulfill the law.
但这不可能啊。
But this was impossible.
你只要犯一条就是罪人。
As long as you go against one law, then you're a sinner.
哦，那第二个方法。
And the second method
信耶稣
is to believe in Christ.
所以在受洗的时候，我们就被称义。
And therefore, in baptism, you become righteous.
哦，所以这个就是第四节讲律法的义啊，只是我们顺从神的灵的工作，信耶稣就变成我们的义。
And that's what it's talking about in verse 4, that when we believe in Christ, we follow the Spirit, then we become righteous.
好，这个就是第四节就讲洗礼。
And so verse 4 talks about the baptism.
好，那洗礼以后要怎么生活
？But after the baptism, how should we live our life?
这个就是第五节。
This is verse 5.
所以洗礼以后, 我已经得圣灵了, 那我怎么生活呢?
So after baptism, I received the Holy Spirit. How should I live out my life?
我们看第五节,
Let's look at verse 5.
啊,请,
For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
这个第五节就告诉我们, 我们洗礼以后, 第一个我们还是有肉身, 有肉体。
And here we can see that after, even after we receive the baptism, we still are in our flesh.
那第二个, 我们已经得圣灵, 所以圣灵住在我们的身体里面。
And that we, and but if we receive the Holy Spirit, then we have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us.
那所以我们洗礼以后啊, 就有两个力量在影响我们。
Therefore, after we believe in Christ and we baptize, there is two powers within our heart.
第一个就是圣灵, 这一个就是肉体。
The first is the flesh.
那肉体代表什么?
What is the flesh?
肉体代表罪的欲望。
The flesh is our sinful desires.
所以我们洗礼以后, 过去的罪已经被赦免了。
Therefore, after we receive the baptism, our sins of our past is washed away.
但是带有肉体还有罪性在我们里面。
But because we're still in our flesh, we still have this sinful nature.
那这个罪性啊, 会控制一个人。
And this sinful nature can control people, can control us.
所以才说体贴肉体的事。
And so it says, is they set their minds on the things of flesh.
所以第五节, 就是这个罪性会控制, 让我们的想法都是往这一方面去做。
Because the flesh can control us and it control you to follow these desires.
那这个罪性的代表是什么? 肉体的情欲, 眼目的情欲, 今生的骄傲。
And this is the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life.
还是很多从罪来的欲望, 要控制我们的想法。
And these sinful lusts come to try to control us.
眼目的情欲就是我们眼睛要看, 有很多是跟罪的欲望有关系。
The lust of the eyes that we want to look at things that are sinful.
那今生的骄傲, 就是我们还是会有这种骄傲会跑出来。
And pride of life that in our daily life, sometimes we become proud.
所以洗礼以后, 还有可能 被罪所控制。
And therefore, even after we receive baptism, we might still be controlled by our sin.
但是如果一个人常常祷告被圣灵充满,
But if someone continuously pray and be filled by the Holy Spirit,
那这个罪性就会被压制。
But then this sinful nature will be subdued.
然后我们就会顺从圣灵。
Then we will be submissive to the Holy Spirit.
这里叫体贴圣灵的事。
And here says, who live according to the Spirit.
也就是说, 这个圣灵会控制我们的想法, 一直往好的神的这个方向来想。
It's that the Holy Spirit will guide us and to set our minds on the things of the Spirit.
那这样两个力量在控制我们, 到底会造成什么不同的生活呢?
And so with these two kinds of power within us, what will happen to our life?
我们看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
体贴肉体就是与神为仇敌, 因为不服神的律, 也不能顺服神的律。
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be.
所以如果一个人, 他已经受洗了, 他已经得圣灵了, 但是很少祷告。
So if someone who is already baptized and received the Holy Spirit but doesn't pray often.
所以那个罪的欲望还控制他。
So this sinful desire is still controlling them.
所以他的想法, 他的生活就跟神对立, 这个叫做神的仇敌。
And then their mind and the way that they live their life is against God.
那这样的人啊, 不能顺服神的道。
And this type of people cannot be subject to the law.
因为他所有的想法都是朝着这个罪的欲望去想。
Because whatever they're thinking is according to their sinful lusts.
而且他也不能顺服神的道, 为什么? 因为他已经被罪的力量所控制。
And they're unable to be subjected to the law of God because they're controlled by their sinful nature.
那所以第八节, 这样属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
It says that, so then those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
所以虽然他 他有洗礼，虽然他有得圣灵，但是他得不到神的喜欢。
So that even though someone who's already baptized or received the Holy Spirit, even then, if they cannot please God.
因为他没有祷告被圣灵充满，他没有顺着圣灵。
Because they did not pray in the Holy Spirit, they were not filled by the Holy Spirit.
那这样一直活下去会产生什么结果？
And if they continue to live their life in that way, what will happen in the end?
第六节。
Verse 6.
体贴肉体就是死，体贴圣灵乃是生命平安。
For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
哦，所以不是一个人洗礼得圣灵，他就稳稳上天国。
So it's not that once a person is baptized and receives the Holy Spirit, they'll go to heaven for sure.
啊，如果他洗礼得圣灵，但是他没有被圣灵充满，没有照着圣灵的带领来活，有可能体贴肉体到最后还是死。
So if someone who's baptized and received the Holy Spirit, but they still live according to the flesh, then in the end, they will end in death.
好，那什么叫做体贴圣灵？
But what does it mean to be spiritually minded?
啊，体贴圣灵就是我们的心被神的灵充满。
It is that our heart is filled with the Spirit of God.
那神的灵会感动我们。
And the Spirit of God will move us.
神的灵会带领我们。
The Spirit of God will guide us.
啊，神的灵会给我们力量，顺从神的话。
The Spirit of God will give us strength.
那这样叫做体贴圣灵。
Words of God.And this is to be spiritually minded.
那如果我们真的体贴是圣灵啊，第一个啊，我们的生活就是生命平安。
And if we're spiritually minded, then our life will be life and peace.
啊，也就是我们最后一天可以得永生。
We will have eternal life.
啊，但是因为我们顺着圣灵，所以我们心中有平安。
Because we also follow the Holy Spirit, there will be peace in our hearts.
啊，所以。我们要得救啊，就是要啊得圣灵，被圣灵充满。
So if we want to have salvation, we have to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
好，我们看第九节。
Let's turn to verse 9.
如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃是属灵了。
But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you.
啊，这个主要是在讲圣灵充满。
And this is talking about the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们被圣灵充满，
If we're fulfilled by the Holy Spirit,
我们就不属肉体，
Then we do not belong to the flesh.
也就是不会被罪的欲望控制，
Then we will not be controlled by our sinful desires.
啊，因为我们是属灵的，
Because then we are of the Spirit.
啊，所以啊，我们的信仰啊，真的很重要。得圣灵要常常祷告，被圣灵充满。
So in our journey of faith, it's very important that we have to continuously pray and be filled by the Holy Spirit.
那这样哦，这些坏的习惯、坏的个性，很自然，渐渐就没有了。
And whatever bad habit that we have, it will diminish.
所以你看哦，耶利哥是怎么倒的
？So if we look at the battle of Jericho,
哦，耶利哥不是人用刀用枪去把它打倒的。
It wasn't. They did not win over Jericho with their swords.
哎呀，打倒耶利哥很简单哦。
It was very easy for them to conquer Jericho.
抬着约柜。
They carried the ark.
一天绕一圈。
And each day they circled it once.
第七天绕七圈。
And the seventh day they circled it seven times.
大喊一声，他就倒了。
They shouted and it collapsed.
耶利哥代表什么
？What is Jericho?
耶利哥代表罪性。
City of Jericho represents our sinful nature.
所以我们生活如果觉得我们有坏脾气
，So in our daily lives, if we feel like we have flaws, like bad temper,
我们很容易生气
，or that we are easily angered,
我们很容易嫉妒
，or we're easily jealous of others,
我们有一些坏习惯，像赌博、抽烟、喝酒
，or we have some bad habits like gambling or smoking or drinking.
这个不是说你励志。你就会改变。
It's not something that you can make a determination and shake off the bad.
没有这么简单的，立志就可以改变了。
It's not that simple.
哦，但是也没有这么困难呐。
But it's also not too difficult.
哦，为什么
？Why is it？
你就天天祷告。
If you just pray each day.
好像绕耶利哥。
It's like you're circling the city of Jericho.
要绕七圈哦。
You have to circle it 7 days.
七就是代表完全，要天天祷告。
And seven means complete, meaning every day you need to pray.
啊，祷告到天天被圣灵充满。
Until you are filled by the Holy Spirit.
那第七天绕七圈。
And on the seventh day, you circle it seven times.
坏习惯就倒了。
And then your bad habit will collapse.
坏的个性就倒了。
Whatever bad character you have will.
罪就离开了。
And the sin will depart.
我们就得胜了。
And then we'll be victorious.
生命就更新了。
And your life will be renewed.
我们就得到迦南地了。
And then you will have received the promised land.
所以圣灵的更新哦，让我们过一个更新的生活。
Therefore, this the renewing of the spirit allow us to live a life of renewal.
所以第十节，罗马书第八章第十节。
So in Book of Romans chapter 8 verse 10, here it says,
基督若在你们心里，肉身就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。
And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness.
十一节。
Verse
11. 然而叫耶稣从死里复活的灵若住在你们心里，那叫耶稣从死里复活的也必借着住在你们心里的灵叫你们身体又活过来。到最后啊，这个圣灵要让我们复活。
And in the end, the Spirit will make us resurrect.
所以圣灵要在我们活着的时候更新我们，要在我们死了以后让我们复活。
So while in our bodies, this Holy Spirit allow us to be renewed, and when we're dead, this Holy Spirit will allow us to be raised.
好，我们看第八章二十六节。
Let's turn to chapter 8, verse 26.
这个第八章啊，我们的软弱二十六节，我们不晓得怎么祷告，圣灵又叹不出的叹息替我们祷告。
Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us.
哦，所以常常要用圣灵祷告。
Therefore, we should always pray in the Holy Spirit.
为什么？
Why?
因为圣灵知道我们的软弱。
Because the Holy Spirit knows our weakness.
哦，我们有时候不知道自己的软弱。
Sometimes we don't even know our weakness.
但是圣灵知道我们的软弱。
But the Holy Spirit does.
有时候我们要祷告，我们不知道神的旨意。
Sometimes we want to pray, we don't know the will of God.
但是圣灵知道神的旨意。
But the Holy Spirit knows.
所以圣灵用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
So the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groaning, which cannot be uttered.
因此我们在祷告的时候，你念哈利路亚，一开始说方言。
So when you first pray, you hallelujah and you speak in tongue.
我们也不知道这个方言在讲什么。
We don't know what this tongue is saying.
哦，但是圣灵代替我们啊。照着我们的需要，按着神的旨意替我们祷告。
But this Holy Spirit, according to the will of God, intercedes for us.
啊，所以如果我们祷告到被圣灵充满，忽然间我们觉得很软弱，就重新得到力量。
So when we're weak, but then we're filled by the Holy Spirit, then we will receive the strength.
那这样我们的信仰就可以每一天一直走下去。
And then we can continue on our journey of faith.
啊，一直走到人生的最后一点。
Until the end of our lives.
啊，那个叫做啊。当跑的路我跑尽了。
And then we could say that the race that I need to run is run.
那人生的路如果跑尽了，就到天国的门边了。
And once we're at the end of this journey, then we're at the gates of heaven.
哦，那天使把门打开来，我们就进去了。
And when the angel opens the gate, then we can enter in.
那是非常美好的地方。
And it's a wonderful place.
那是永生的地方。
It's eternal life.
我们就是朝那个目标前进。
And that's our goal.
所以我们要追求圣灵的更新。
Therefore, we have to pursue the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
唱诗。
Let's sing it.